In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today on our Chair of Unity Octave, we pray for the conversion of Protestants. Protestants are those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but they don't have Mass or priesthood or any other sacraments which would give them graces to do the will of God on earth. We pray that they would also return to the unity of the Church and see in Jesus not only the Son of God, but He who sacrificed Himself for the sins of all men, and who wants also to invite everybody to come to His sacrifice and to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And today our feast is that of Saint Agnes, and this young girl is enormously a good example for all the children to follow, both in her firmness of faith and in her great prudence and chastity. Saint Agnes was a Roman girl, and she was only 13 years old when she suffered martyrdom for her faith. Agnes had made a promise to God that she would never, under any circumstances, stain her purity, because her love for God was very great, and she hated sin even more than death. Since she was very beautiful, many young men wished that they could marry her, but Agnes would always say, "Jesus Christ is my only spouse." There was a man in Rome named Procop who was the governor's son, and he became very angry when Agnes refused to marry him. This man tried to win her for his wife with rich gifts and promises, but beautiful Agnes kept saying, "I am already promised to Jesus. He is more splendid than the sun and the stars, and he has said he will never leave me." In very great anger, Procop accused Agnes of being a Christian and brought her to his father, the governor, since all the Christians were supposed to be the enemies of Rome. The governor tried to persuade Agnes to leave her faith. The governor promised her many wonderful gifts if she would only do as much as deny her God. But she refused. He tried to change her mind by putting her in chains, but Agnes's lovely face was shone with joy even when she was chained. At last, Agnes was condemned to death, and even the pagans who saw this display, they cried to see such a young and beautiful girl going to death. But still, she was as happy as a bride on her wedding day, because now Agnes would finally see her Maker, see her great and good God in heaven. She did not pay attention to those who begged her to deny her faith and save herself, but said, I would offend my spouse if I were try to please you. He chose me first, and he shall have me." Then she prayed and bowed her head for the death stroke of the sword and died. Dear children, today when we pray for conversion of Protestants, you should think that you can do good as much as with your words and as you can with your actions. You should and you must pray for the conversion of those who do not share the faith, especially if you have family members who are not Catholics, that God would open their eyes and their hearts to also come to this beautiful sacrifice of the Mass. But as important as it is to pray, it is also to show your faith in your actions. How careful we should always be to think what we look at and how do we act ourselves, and is our actions and our words pure? our Lord Jesus was the most perfect there ever can be, because he was God, and our Blessed Lady, Virgin Mary, she never said anything or did anything which might offend God or cause scandal to others. When you remember to practice your faith in prayer and also practice it by your outside behavior to others, you can truly do wonders in this life, children, and show all the people and show to your family and friends that you are a Catholic, a follower of Jesus Christ, and nothing in this world, no threats or pleasures, can ever shake you away from this wonderful union with your Maker, Jesus. God bless you. In the name of the